I am so not ready for this. But that's the whole point. I want to tackle the Talktober challenge created by Carlin Audio with improv, and I hope that I am still good at it from being in an improv group in college. Okay, yeah, theater kid, right? All right. So I'm going to pull up the list. So what I'm going to do is, I knew I was going to burn out if I actually did an audio every day throughout the month of October. And that's why I'm going to do this Talktober challenge in three parts, in which I do 1 through 10, and then 11 through the 20th, and then the 21st through the 31st. So, leading up to Halloween, this is going to be fun. All right. And I don't know if I'm going to include all the rambles, but it might be fun. But my main goal is to do at least 30 seconds for each prompt. And do I want a timer? I don't know. I'll have it up just in case anyway. So, I'll be honest, I have listened to a couple of audios leading up to today. I just hope that they don't. I just really hope that within my improv I don't copy off of them, and that's not my goal at all. So, all right, I have to come up with my own idea right here, and I hope you didn't just hear my laptop fan go off. Okay. All right, so the first one is creepy next door neighbor. Oh, she's doing her laundry. Good, 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 good. Every Sunday morning. That's right. All right, it's still going, so yeah, she shouldn't be here for a little while. She's probably checking on the kids. So cute they are. Oh, but I have to work quick. Okay, so if I just. Oh, come on, there has to be a button somewhere. Ah, there. Okay. Oh, this won't work for long. I gotta be quick. Where is that shirt? Where. There. Tied. What's her size? Oh, yes, I know exactly what I'm gonna get her. Oh, she's going to love this. Oh, hi. I'm sorry. These are your clothes? Right, sorry. It's just I thought that it ended, and I just wanted to be sure I didn't. No, because some people, like, they close it up and they leave their stuff in there by accident, What was I smelling? Beauty? Delicacy? Ocean breeze? Oh, never mind, never mind. You are obviously not finished, and I apologize for that. So I'm just gonna go, I'll be back, okay? Yeah. Oh, and give my luck to your husband. Okay, I just noticed that he went to the car wash yesterday, and there's a little rust at the bottom. Sorry. I just thought, it was in a place where nobody can see it.
All right, okay. That's okay. If not creepy, just weird. All right, so day two is Ravenous Therapist. And this one I already have an idea for, so
Just bear with me, okay? I'm still improvising, though. I didn't write anything down, but, wait, I could add some sound effects to this. Okay. All right, here we go. Hopefully you can hear this. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I'm listening. Tell me more, please. Ah, There is a lot to unpack here. I do see that. So, when you got stung by a bee, that left a very traumatizing effect on you. I do see why you are here to address your PTSD in that regards, Oh, yes, and I do recall that when your parents brought you here, that you have this certain obsession. Now, that is not necessarily a bad thing. It is nice to have obsessions. It is good to have something that can bring you joy and happiness in this life that is forever in a state of turmoil. So, tell me more about this man you met. This man you met when you were in the hospital for 6 weeks. Oh, that is very interesting that he was Polish. Tell me, have you ever wanted to learn another language? I believe it would be a very good task for you. It's a very good thing to have on your resume. Your friends all left. Usta. Well, how do you spell that? If you get that reference, you are my friend. Okay, third one. Weepy mascot. What the fuck? mascot. I actually knew... Okay, so here's the thing. Mascots, if you play a mascot at a college or a school, you're not supposed to tell people that you're playing the mascot because it ruins the illusion, you know? Weepy mascot. Weepy mascot. Okay, I have one idea. Let's just go with it before I lose it. Rick and rack and rock and rake. Stick that sword into that snake. Okay, that didn't work. Jafar, he's our man. If he can't do it, great! Oh, dear, nothing seems to be working. We're gonna lose, aren't we? I'm gonna be trapped down here forever. No use. There was no hope. I was... They never had a friend like me. And I'm disappointing them. Nothing is working. Well, I suppose I do have one cheer left in me. You might be good at magic, you might be good at lies, but when it comes to your dumb face, you're gonna be full of pies.
Oh, whatever, I'm leaving it. I'm leaving it. Okay, disgruntled TikToker. TikTok, okay. Okay, well, I guess... Okay. Alright. Let's just see what's new. Can't hurt. Oh, look at that, an ad. And every time I try to swipe up right at the second, it has to pop it up, right? Oh, look.
Another dance one that isn't actually a dance.
Okay, that one is kind of funny. I like that.
Why can't people duet well? Like, what the fuck? This almost makes me wish that this app was banned.
It's just a song in this issue in the story along. I'm done.
I'm done. Yeah, TikTok is just musically in disguise, people. Okay. Whatever. Confused concierge.
Ah, miss, hello. Welcome to the Hotel Cambini. I am the concierge. How may I help you tonight?
Oh, yes, certainly. You have your paperwork?
Oh, excellent. So now all I need is some form of identification, as well as your credit card, please.
Ah, thank you. Let me just review your paperwork here, if you...
Miss, where did you reserve your room? What site or what platform?
Oh, well, you see, this hotel has undergone quite a few recent constructions, and I'm afraid that this room number is no longer available. Though I can assure you that we can accompany you to another room, but yeah, I'm afraid this number doesn't seem familiar to me.
Oh, you were there before.
Oh, when?
Well, that was the year of the fire. Are you sure you're at the right hotel?
All right, I'm gonna leave it there because I'm even more confused now. All right, and just looking at the next one, I can already see that I'm gonna get more confused because it says lovesick, pick T and D character. I'm assuming that means Tickle and Dragons character.
Here's the thing, I actually don't follow that stream. Sorry, but I don't.
But I can do my own D&D character. So I have one, which is a level 15 sea elf wizard, or witch. I prefer to call her a witch. And her name is Sakura Puakai. And then I have a very much level 1 dragonborn bard who plays a piccolo. Yes, that is a very funny image. I haven't really had the chance to play him yet. I've just created him. So, what do we do? 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 Lovesick. Lovesick. If only I... Ow. If only I still had my flute. Which, the flute isn't the same as a piccolo, but...
I'm thinking.
All right, I'll improvise.
Mm-hmm.
darling. We shall meet again. I am just so sad that I am up here in the mountains and all I have is my fire, the breeze, and my piccolo. I wonder if I should call my friends and see if they can help me within my solitude. But, oh, alas, I know not. I have lost them in my many journeys before. And, oh, how can I go on? And, well, I suppose another journey awaits, in the hopes that I will find you again. And one day, our songs shall intertwine, and our melodies will kiss. How I long for the day we shall play again.
Oh, so nice.
Okay, so for day 7, it is Delusional Fortune Teller.
Delusional fortune teller.
My. Well, I did do something kind of like that, the audio is called Within the Cards, in which I actually did an improv in which I read tarot cards to the reader. Delusional fortune teller. All right. I do not see what you mean. It seems perfectly reasonable of a prediction. And what I see in my crystal ball is that you will have a knock on your door. And you know what? Company is ahead. Oh, well. How can one say, really? Because where there is the company, there may be a friend, a sugar neighbor, or perhaps the 2020 census person. Why, yes, they're still walking around, I'm certain of it. Oh, well, certainly, this isn't the illusion that you might have been expecting, but I promise you that you will get more out of me than a fortune cookie next door. Have you tried their fried crab? Delectable. And yes, I already have all the Yelp reviews that say that I am delusional, but in reality, what is witchcraft if not giving you something that represents such symbolism, such energies? And if you believe it helps, it will help. And if you don't want my advice, give it back.
Okay. All right, let's leave it at that. That's fine.
Okay. Intoxicated movie director kind of puts me in a PTSD, and if you know why The Birth of My Channel is as such, it was because I was once a director and then I became not the director anymore. But I'm not going to focus on that. Intoxicated movie director. Trying very hard not to get a bad memory again. Oh, come on. Yeah. It would be nice if everybody showed up on time. I need a drink.
What? What are you talking about?
No. Nonsense, child. Nonsense.
I know. You are quite taller than me, but, I am quite thirsty. And you know, that little red wine, that little rum, that little Bacardi, that little chichichichichichata, oh, is just calling my name from that cupboard above the oven. And why do we always keep our liquor above the oven or the microwave? I don't understand it. Some people keep it on top of the fridge for safety reasons.
That
would be a fun scene to direct, wouldn't it?
Oh, I can see it now.
You get one of those step stools and right up and then left there and then whoosh.
Their flesh and blood hits the floor and all you get is a broken glass of dreams and sorrows, and that would symbolize their fate.
Oh, yes. Why is this curtain so soft?
You know what? Good enough. It helped me get out of it, so let's prevent any more bad thoughts, okay? Now, this one I loved as soon as I read it. I was like, oh my god, I'm so excited for this one, but aquaphobic firefighter. Here we go.
Oh my god.
It's bigger than what they said on the radio. Okay.
These things spread like crazy. Okay. I know what to do. It's...
I can't do it. Can you do it?
I know. I'm just a rookie. I just got my license. I gotta save the people. Save the people. Okay. Pull the lever.
Yeah, I know.
Pull the lever. Okay.
I know how it works.
I've been to the academy.
Right.
Does this feel hard to you? Yeah, I feel like the lever is very, very hard. The pressure must be ecstatic. Maybe I'm not suited to hold the hose. Maybe you should do it.
No?
Okay. It can't be that hard.
It can't
be that...
Okay, but what if Ursula comes out and just starts sucking me in the face?
All right, yeah.
Okay, whatever. Okay, the last one. We are at the last one, okay. And it's Scheming Grandpa. Well, today I actually babysat my niece, so this one, I think it's going to be okay. All right, let me just... get my thoughts together. Scheming Grandma.
Well, come here, little darling. Come on. Yes. You know my name? You know my name yet? Can you say Kaylee? Huh? Can you say Grandmaster K? Key! Okay, close enough. Okay,
Well, I have a little secret, okay? Your father doesn't know about. Mm-hmm, you're gonna like it. Now here's a little cookie because you're such a good girl. And I went to the grocery store last night and I bought something very, very special for this time of season. Yes, darling, I have your favorite, apple juice.
Oh,
your daddy's gonna hate me. Now here, quickly, let's fill up your sippy cup and I will give it to you and we are gonna have a very, very awesome night. Well, more like he will, because he's just grocery shopping right now. And once he comes back, and because you're too young to bring to grocery stores just yet, he's going to love just how hyper you get. Oh, yes, you're just such an adorable little girl. And you know what? I'm going to teach you a little trick. Oh, yes. Now, stick out your tongue, and if you hold it out and say, molasses on the table, your father is going to get such a great laugh out of that. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Oh, there you go, darling. Enjoy your apple juice and... I'm going to make myself a milkshake. I feel all right. That went all right. In fact, how long did that take me to...
Oh, wow. I hope people love really long episodes.
Well, anyway, happy Talktober. This has been part one, and I shall see you in the next one, which will hopefully come out on the 20th. Yes. Okay. Have a great night, everyone.